Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you for that, too. We especially appreciate that. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with us right now. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC, which is an organization of professionals that you can rent. You don't have to adopt them. You can rent them, and it's a great organization. And as I told you earlier, once a month, Sam polls his 600 or so partners across the country who are out there helping businesses like yours and mine to meet the world head on and to grow these businesses, and they're experiencing the same rubber meets the road kind of things that you and I are experiencing. Sam calls them up and says, hey, how are things going? They give them their assessment of all that. Sam tabulates all that information and produces a report, and we're the beneficiaries of that once a month. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be back with you, Jim. And it's also particularly nice to come back with such a pleasant report about what's going on in the business community these days.
In a recent article, I wrote that news of the death of the marketplace is greatly exaggerated.
It's alive and well, and we'll look back at this particular period of time as being great times for business conditions and the economy generally. It's more and more referred to as the Goldilocks economy. Remember Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
Yeah, yeah.
One's too big, one's too small, but this was just right.
Well, that's right.
That's where we are, and one of the keys to it is productivity. Maybe we'll talk about that some, but
well,
productivity gains really do help us. And And as we look back 30 days and look forward 60 days in our survey of hundreds of partners across the country and in every industry, the good news just keeps getting better. It's quite good and quite a turnaround in the last 6 months from where we were toward the end of last summer.
Exactly. And you know, Sam, if you remember when your guys were getting a little shaky last fall,
yeah.
If you remember, I was the guy who said, don't use the R word. We're not headed toward any kind of an R word thing. But, you know, Sam, one of the things I like your Goldilocks analogy. I think it's very, very appropriate because, you know, when the news media, which, as you know, are always looking for some kind of controversy, something, you know, if it bleeds, it leads kind of thing. They're always looking for that kind of thing. And that drives me crazy, especially when they start, saying things that are impacting my small businesses.
Yeah.
And what they were saying was, you know what? The economy is not doing 5% growth a year. Must be something wrong. It's only 3.4% or whatever, you know. And they were sounding so dour and like the world was coming to an end. When the truth is, it was going from being too big to being just right, wasn't it?
Well, it was going too fast, and the Fed was trying to slow it down, because if we grow too fast, then inflationary pressures build, and when inflation happens, it erodes the purchasing power of us as people relative to the rest of the world, and it erodes the purchasing power of individuals and families.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we don't want is too much inflation. A little inflation is okay. We like that. A little boost in the income and all that. But if we get overheated like we were doing about a year ago, and the Fed was trying to slow things down by raising short-term rates, the Fed finally stopped raising the short-term rates in August last year, and that was the economy was slowing, and then it started moving back up again in September. So the bottom was really coincided with the cessation of the raising of the short-term rates, and in a almost unheard-of thing, the Fed timed it just right, and so we've had what is referred to as the soft landing from what otherwise could be kind of a crunch.
Well, exactly. You know, we've got such a robust economy, and we hear that term used, and the news media doesn't like to use it because they don't understand what that means. But but Sam, a robust economy is a kind of economy that can absorb 30,000 jobs or 80,000 jobs being lost from the automobile industry, or that can absorb a little correction in the housing industry, and continue to move on. Yes, there are some local issues and some people that get unemployed, and that happens all the time. But that's what a robust economy does. It takes those hits and shakes it off because fundamentally it's strong, and that's what we have here in America. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate Sam Norwood and I are going to come back after these messages. We're going to get into the weeds, delve into the details of Sam's report right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you use it to your advantage. There's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. You can move right in if you want to. We can even have your mail sent there if you want. Anyway, use it to your advantage, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to check out our blog. A couple of pretty cool features there. And all the other things. There are thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members. The list goes on and on of the things. And the new things that I've been telling you about, I'm very, very close. I mean, I'm like days, maybe not more than a week or so away from telling you where you can go to get this new stuff. I'm really excited about it. Just want to do a little bit more work on it, make sure it's just almost perfect for you, and then we'll let you have it. Sam Norwood is our guest. We're talking about the economy, how things are going. Sam, the backlog portion of your report looks pretty darn good. Two upward arrows.
Yeah.
Green arrows.
Two upward arrows mean we look back 30 days. That looks good. We really increased the backlogs in the last 30 days. And looking out 60 days, we expect backlogs to continue to grow. Now, some people might think that having a large backlog is not a good thing. It's quite a very good thing because what you want is to have, this is orders that have come in that you have not yet shipped.
In the pipeline.
They've got them. You've got the order. You haven't delivered the service or shipped the product yet. And so that's the best indicator of demand relative to your capacity to ship and to deliver. And so when that goes up, that's a good thing. And it's our best indicator. It's a tangible indicator of the near-term outlook. So the backlogs look really good. Business is strong overall, as indicated by the backlogs. Capital expenditures,
and especially, pardon me, Sam, but when you combine the backlog, the strong backlogs, with what you said in the previous segment about the strong nature of our productivity, that's those two things going together. That's like the hat trick, isn't it? We got incredible productivity. We're cranking things out like crazy, and we still have backlog. That bodes well for the rest of the year, doesn't it?
It does bode well, at least for the backlog indicator is one that's good for the next 60 to 90 days. Because if something were to happen to the economy and the demand were to go down, then backlogs can evaporate over a period of 60 to 90 days. But it's certainly the most tangible, strong indicator for the near term, and they really look good.
Let me tell you something else that backlogs are good for, Sam. Backlogs begin with the well-established, prominent brands.
Yeah.
And the more they get backlogged and the more customers can't get what they want right now, they start going to the secondary level of companies and the tertiary level of companies. And all of that, folks, backlogs at your larger at the larger companies is good news for small businesses and startups.
That is so true. And that's where we, in our for our small businesses, our responsiveness is the key, and being sensitive to rising backlogs and our larger competitors gives us the opportunity to show our stuff.
Well, all you got to do is show up and say, you know, will you buy my stuff? And they say, well, I usually buy from so-and-so. Well, how is that working? Are they delivering to you? Well, no, we're having to wait a couple of months. Well, how about how would you like to give me a shot? I can deliver tomorrow.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how you break in, isn't it, Sam?
It is.
This is not rocket science, folks.
Well, exactly.
Go ahead.
And the near term looks good based on backlogs. Capital expenditure commitments are a little bit longer term kind of thing. Capital expenditure commitments reflect our overall confidence in the longer term. It also reflects how close we're getting to our capacity. If we need more capacity, that stimulates our desire to make capital expenditure commitments to expand our capabilities. The capital expenditure commitments went up a little bit in the past month, look a little flat for the next 60 days, but we don't worry about that so much. It comes back to some degree, and maybe to a large degree, to productivity. And if we look back to the 1990s, we thought productivity was really improving, and certainly it was. At 2.5% in the 1990s, that was far better than the 1980s and 1970s. But relative to that 2.5% we saw in the 1990s, we're currently improving our productivity overall at a 3% rate. If the economy is growing at 4% and our productivity is improving at 3%, that's just a 1% net increased demand for our capacity utilization and our employment of people.
Now the only thing that's a little touchy about the productivity is caused by technology. Most of it is.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's touchy about that, Sam, is it does displace workers until they can get I mean, it does have an impact on work from a microeconomic standpoint. It does impact people's jobs, and that's one of the reasons why getting our people educated for 21st century assignments is so important, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. You know, our unemployment is running at a little over 4.5%, but for college-educated people, it's about half that.
Mm-hmm.
We're essentially at total unemployment outlook. We're totally employed.
Exactly.
It means we got to learn new skills all the time.
That's exactly right. 21st century assignments, folks. We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. We're in the 21st century. 10 till. We're going to be right back with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum LLC. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is with Tatum LLC. And if you put a .com on the end of that, Sam, they get your website, won't they?
That gets the website, TatumLLC.com. We get them to the website, and you can see there that we're in 33 markets across the country. You can see who's who in each of those markets and how to get in touch with the folks, because we are an outsource of executive talent. People in our firm remain with our firm. Their career is with our firm, some 650 professionals. But they go out and do projects and are an outsource, fulfill executive roles, principally chief financial officer and chief information officer in companies of all sizes, small, medium, and large.
Now, when you guys first started working with me, you and Doug and back a few years ago, you had 300 partners.
Yeah.
Now you've got, 600 partners?
650 and
650. See what happens when you spend some time with Jim Blasingame. I mean,
it's all attributable to you, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
really
I'm talking
grateful.
About.
Yep. Well, we grew about 40% last year, and are looking for a similar growth this year because what our model really does work. It's very cost effective for small and medium sized businesses, and for the larger businesses who are just looking for exceptional talent. They find that with us, as well. So
well, and it's also a wonderful business model to study, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I like to tell you about Tatum is because you can do what they've done in your business. And it's a way of being flexible, being versatile, and making sure that when your customers need to move, you can move with them. That's the essence of what you guys do, Sam. And that's what small business owners have got to get good at and to be good at and to promote to their customers that's what they do. Don't talk so much about the fact that you sell tires. Talk about how quickly you can deliver those tires or shoestrings or sailboats or whatever it is you sell. Tell your customers that you can move. When they move, you can move.
And yes, and then deliver on that promise.
Exactly.
we've been very blessed with finding super people who want to be a part of Tatum, and as that happens, we're able to deliver the kind of service that folks expect and find exceptionally good. And so, in any case,
Sam,
the model works, and we're really happy with that.
Talk to us about capital availability.
Yes, that's we have one question that goes to our survey of my partners. That has to do with availability and the price of capital, and the two are really distinct. But we ask the single question, and so that goes up and goes down primarily about availability, both availability and the pricing. Now, availability is fabulous. There is money. There's liquidity in this economy. And the banks are
like I've never seen before.
Yeah, the banks are falling all over themselves. Trying to keep their money employed productively with businesses, and I just have attended a conference of it's a capital conference of people who need money and people who have money to invest, and the whole theme was there's so much money around that they need to find a productive home for it. So availability is not an issue. In fact, it's a wonderful time right now to have a need for money if you can put it to work productively. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, long-term rates have been rising some because as the economy begins to warm up again as it is, we're keeping the unemployment low, there are some inflationary pressures that begin to build, and the bond market, long-term bond market, is sensitive to that. And so long-term rates are beginning to rise some. And for that reason, our partners are saying, well, it's available, but the price is rising a little bit, so we have a little bit of concern about that.
Yep. Sam, so bottom line on all this is you guys are really pretty bullish about 07, aren't you?
We're so bullish that we think that the at least for the first quarter will probably be chugging along at a higher annual growth rate than we saw in the fourth quarter, which was 3.5%.
Wow. And now you know why, folks, I predicted that the entire 07 economic growth would be 3%, not 2%, which many other people suggested. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Great pleasure to be with you, Jim,
Sam
and
Norwood
with your audience.
With Tatum LLC, and that's TatumLLC.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.